Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Hello and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa virtual service. I am Edward Fulyun, the Senior Minister, and I'm so glad that you joined us today. Especially if this is your first time, you can find out more information about us at our website, www.cslsr.org. Did you know that you have options for how you can watch our services online? You can watch our Zoom webinar, or you can watch on Facebook Live, or you can visit our website where we post a video of the service so that you can access it at your convenience. Now, here's an important point. We've heard that some people are having difficulty watching Facebook Live, probably because how many people all over the nation are watching Sunday services at the same time. So you can join our webinar, Zoom webinar, and then you won't experience delays or stuttering video or that message broadcast has been interrupted. So consider tuning into our Zoom webinar. We post the link on our website so that it's easy for you to access and you can have a smooth experience of our Sunday service. Our theme for July at the Center for Spiritual Living is, I clearly see the path to freedom through prayer. Now, centers for spiritual living all over are exploring this topic of freedom. And here is a video I made as the spiritual leader for Centers for Spiritual Living to introduce the second week of July. Hello, I am Edward Fulyun. This month's suggested theme focus is freedom, not just for me, not just for you, but for everyone. Freedom is defined as the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wishes to, without hindrance, without restriction. Our teaching, The Science of Mind, asserts that freedom is the birthright of every soul. And Science of Mind also teaches that our freedom must be used with wisdom, so that we don't confuse freedom with being unmindful, or selfish, or unkind. The team that created this month's theme shares a story from Barking at the Choir. It's about the Jesuit priest Gregory Boyle, who has worked in the middle of gang activity for over 30 years, and his mission is directed many hundreds away from gangs and into safer, healthier lives by providing employment, tattoo removal, counseling, and love to at-risk youths. Often individuals bearing full facial tattoos come to him, and I guess while he could assess them based on their appearance, he doesn't. He sees only the divine and then works successfully to restore their dignity. And in so doing, he inspires many people to do the same for their peers. I wonder what it is that makes Father Boyle do the work he does. I wonder what beliefs he carries in his heart that causes him to make such a mighty difference in the world. I wonder what his faith tradition tells him is a moral imperative. Not everyone is able to do the kind of work that Father Gregory Boyle does. However, every one of us has the freedom to do some good. And not only that, we have a teaching, The Science of Mind, that gives us specific tools to use to build a world that works for all. My blessings to you. At the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa, we are motivated by a vision of a healthy, loving world. We call it the Global Vision. And each month, we read a portion of that vision. In July, we're focusing on this statement. We see a world in which we are individually and collectively called to a higher state of consciousness and action. We embrace a vision of a world of peace and harmony for all. Again, welcome. It's time for us to turn within for spiritual practice. I invite you to enjoy the music that follows, and it will lead us into our time of spiritual mind treatment. That's another word for affirmative prayer. I know that somewhere between the music and the meditation and the message and the prayer is exactly what your heart is seeking for the next step of your spiritual journey.
And all I am, and And all I do is a blessing to the world. We are the heart, and we are the hands. We are the voice of Spirit on earth. And all we are, and all we do is a blessing to the world, is a blessing to the world, is a blessing to the
power, one creative power. It is the essence and presence of the One. I call it God, and it serves all of us. It animates all of us. It moves and has its essence in each one of our little spirits within. It is always present, whether we remember that or not. Oh, and so today is about remembering. Remembering that God is all there is despite appearances. That on the unseen side of life, somehow, faith-filled, I know that all is well. And so I move toward that by remembering it. I do that for all of us. And I do that on behalf of each of us who are awake and aware enough to join together at the Center for Spiritual Living online through the ethers, remembering our connection one to the other, remembering the resources and the value and the treasure that is here at the Center. Through the music, through the message, through our connection, through our opportunity to give and receive what is needed. Oh, it's such a lovely gathering. So I remember that God is in the center of it all, and that as we remember together and turn our attention toward it, it shines through each of us and helps us remember that, yes, somewhere on the unseen side of life, all is well. So I celebrate that fact, and I rest in a place of gratitude for knowing that that glimmer is always present, and I expand it with my awareness. I do that for all of us, thankfully and happily. As I release this prayer into the movement and activity of the law, which takes the impress and manifests it as our experience, oh, I just then let it all be done. And so it is. Hello, my name is Jennifer Mann, and I'm Practitioner Emeritus here at the Center. I have an affirmation from our Beyond 2020 Spiritual Vision book. It goes like this. My life prospers through the gifts of giving and receiving. And so it is.
In despair this day, have you prayed from the heart? So many are trying to find their way. They need the light, you know, for our prayer of love. It lifts them high, it heals them, sustains them, and sets them free. Our prayer of love, it lifts them high, it heals them, sustains them, and sets them free.
Today's message, Prayer as a Pathway to Peace, is brought to us from Kingston, Jamaica, by one of my colleagues who I dearly love, Reverend John Scott, the senior minister of the Temple of Light Center for Spiritual Living in Kingston, Jamaica. And that community just celebrated their 35th anniversary, and so we send to the community in Kingston, Jamaica, our celebration and congratulations. And thank you, Reverend John Scott, for bringing us today's message.
Hello, hello, hello to you, my wonderful spiritual brothers and sisters at Centers for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa in California. I am so honored to have been invited by Dr. Edward Fulyun to share with you all, and I bring you warm greetings from your Jamaican family at the Temple of Light Center for Spiritual Living in Kingston, the capital city of beautiful Jamaica. I am Reverend John Scott, and I am blessed to be the pastor of our center, which celebrated our 39th anniversary as a religious science church on the first Sunday of July. We are actually older than that because our founder, Reverend Elmer Lumsden, had actually started teaching Science of Mind a few years before that, but we received our charter as a religious science church in 1981. Actually, the story of how we acquired the stunningly beautiful property has a direct bearing on your theme for this month, prayer as a pathway to freedom. You see, Reverend Elmer's Science of Mind study group had grown too large for the living room of her home, and so she and a group of prayerful pioneers were seeking to acquire a suitable location at which to hold meetings. And so in their drives around Kingston, they came upon a for sale sign on the beautiful Art Nouveau building, which is now our home. So they contacted the real estate agent and registered their interest. To their chagrin, he informed them that another purchaser had first refusal and was very likely to be taking it. Anyway, they asked him to list them as a second option. He told them it was very unlikely and added with a supercilious smirk, and I quote, "But then, ladies, you are always free to pray," unquote. Little did he know what he was saying, but as you imagine, pray they did, and a lot of it. Now, the price of the property was $75,000, and that was a lot of money in those days, 1978. And as the story goes, the prospective purchaser, which was a large corporation, had earmarked $70,000 to purchase a property, and their board said they absolutely would not spend the additional $5,000, so they gave up their option for the purchase. And so Reverend Elmer got the call to say the property was theirs, and they immediately planned a tea party to raise funds for the purchase. The tea party was a grand affair and raised the princely sum of $1,000. So a member of the group said, "Dear God, Elmer, the place costs $75,000. What are we going to do?" To which our heroine replied, "Well, we'll simply have 75 tea parties and pray." Today, my friends, our beautiful center is a green oasis in the heart of what is known as New Kingston. It boasts a meditation garden and a water feature and a full-sized labyrinth set in lawns which right now are ablaze with red and gold and burgundy ponciana trees, as well as bougainvillea blooms of every hue. All thanks to the power of prayer and our freedom to pray. And this brings me to your theme, prayer as a pathway to freedom. You know, there are no coincidences. In July 2013, when I attended the minister's ongoing education conference in Seattle, Washington, with Drs. Edward Filion, David Bruner, and Kathy Ann Lewis, I took away a simple but powerful exercise which I have used ever since in my work in the male and female prisons here in Kingston. The exercise requires that each participant responds to three questions. One, what is your most desired thing at this point in your life? Two, why do you want it? And three, how will you feel when you get it? As you may imagine, 9 out of 10 prisoners want freedom. And we have some very lively discussions regarding whether it is possible to be free, even while one is incarcerated. One angry young man said to me in one class, "Reverend, we must never stop fighting for freedom and justice," unquote. Now, my friends, as practitioners of the science of mind, we know that if we believe we have to fight for anything, and that includes freedom, then life will willingly bring us battles in abundance to fight. Author Philip Dunn, who translated the ancient Taoist lesson on how to create balance within ourselves so we can live in harmony with a peaceful earth, writes, and I quote, "You cannot make peace out of war. And if you try to make peace out of war, then eventually war will again be made out of that peace. Peace is not truly made. It is everywhere around us. True peace is the best kept secret in the history of mankind, a secret kept by nature and by the planet herself." End of that quote. So, friends, we can apply what he says to fighting for anything at all. It makes no sense to wage a war against poverty or crime, or drugs, or violence against women, or other negative conditions. To fight what we are against will, according to the law of cause and effect, keep that very thing we don't want tightly bound to us. It therefore makes more sense to think and speak about what we stand for. And as we know, the most powerful way we can deeply ingrain what we want in our subconscious is to pray affirmatively about it. Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of our great teaching, wrote, and I quote, "We cannot be in peace until we know spirit is the only cause, medium, and effect in our lives," unquote. When we come to the recognition that we are one with God, and that indeed we are all a part of God, and that peace and freedom is our natural state, we will know that the peace we seek and the freedom we crave already exists. And if it didn't exist, we couldn't want it. One of the practices that makes the science of mind unique and different from other religions is our manner of praying, and our belief that whatever we pray of, the universe will grant us. Notice I said, whatever we pray of. In the science of mind, we don't pray for things, because praying for suggests a deep underlying belief that we do not have it. And as we agreed earlier, the truth is, everything we desire and require has already been provided in mind. We need only to accept it. So prayer is the most powerful pathway to freedom. The master teacher Jesus said, and I quote, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And the great German theologian, philosopher, and mystic Meister Eckhart said very beautifully, and I quote, "God is not attained by a process of addition to anything in the soul, but by a process of subtraction. You don't do anything to be free. You drop something, and then you are free." A friend who lives in Ireland, knowing of my ministry in the prisons, sent me a joke about an Irish prisoner who dug a tunnel under the prison wall and managed to escape. Well, he comes out right in the middle of a school playground where little children are running back and forth. Of course, when he emerges from the tunnel, he can't restrain himself anymore and begins to jump up and down saying, "I'm free, I'm free, I'm free." A little girl there looks at him scornfully and says, "That's nothing, I'm four." You know, friends, something else I learned at the minister's ongoing education conference, and that I also use in my prison ministry, is that blame, shame, and regret keep people in prison. It's a very powerful lesson that those prisoners take away from every single class that I've had over the last 7 years. The truth that they can't be truly free until they eradicate blame, shame, and regret from their consciousness and their way of thinking. So this brings me to your assignment. My spiritual community in Jamaica knows that whenever I speak, I always give an assignment. Your assignment, your mission, should you decide to undertake it, is to spend some quiet time and note in your journal whom you still blame and what you are ashamed of in your life. In addition, list any regrets that still haunt you. And at the bottom of the page, write, and I quote, "I fully and freely forgive myself and every other self. Forgiveness now sets me free." Let me repeat that. "I fully and freely forgive myself and every other self. Forgiveness now sets me free." That's a powerful prayer, my friends, that you can use every single day. Years ago, you know, I copied in my journal something that Reverend Betty Ann Brennan, a religious science minister, had said, and I quote, "I try every day to never dilute peace." It made a very big impression on me. "I try every day never to dilute peace." It resonated with me as I wondered whether this is the meaning of the commandment, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." So I looked up the meaning of the word adulterate and discovered it means to render something poorer in quality by adding another substance, usually an inferior one. My friends, do you adulterate your relationships with blame, shame, and regret? Or with anger and judgment? Do you dilute your freedom to choose love by entertaining fearful thoughts and speaking judgmental words? Don't adulterate the God-given gift of your freedom to choose with shoulds and shouldn'ts. You know, we live our life with a constant little voice on our shoulder. Sometimes it's the voice of somebody that was our caregiver as a child. Don't. You should. You shouldn't. You must. You mustn't. Now we can say, I choose. I choose what I stand for. I stand for freedom. I stand for peace. I stand for justice. And when you say it, stand up so that your body actually reflects the words that you are saying. I stand right where I am for freedom for all humanity. In the very first chapter of the Science of Mind textbook, you know, Ernest Holmes insists, I think paragraph 2, Holmes insists that the seed of freedom must be planted in our innermost being. He writes, and I quote, "The divine plan is one of freedom. Bondage is not God ordained. Freedom is the birthright of every living soul." The end of that quote. Freedom is the birthright of every living soul. Can we stand for the freedom of all humanity, of all people, of all sentient beings, to be themselves, to be what God had created us to be? And my friends, the way to do that is through diligent prayer work that affirms that freedom in every facet and every relationship and every aspect of our daily lives and our daily affairs. Let us, through diligent prayer work, then claim our freedom from blame, shame, and regret, and our emancipation from all discord of every nature, in the certain assurance, my friends, of our declaration of principles, that this goal is sure to be attained by all. So please help me to walk the talk right now by joining me in this affirmative prayer of freedom. Together we recognize one God, one infinite intelligence, one presence, one power, one perfect beingness we call God. Everywhere equally evenly present throughout all of creation, and therefore present right where we are, and right where every single person is, every single sentient being upon this planet. And so we speak this freedom for all humanity, because we know that the ultimate goal of all life is that we should all be emancipated from anything that is unlike our godness, our goodness, the love, the laughter, the joy, the perfection that is ours by divine right of being. I speak this word of freedom for those who are imprisoned by blame, shame, and regret, by those who have forgotten the truth of who they are, perfect God, perfect person, perfect expression. And in claiming this freedom for myself and every other self, I stand in awe at the majesty, beauty, and might of the divine power and presence, which says, you are free to the honor and glory of that which created you out of itself. I know this to be the truth. I celebrate it. And feeling the fullness of this freedom at the center and circumference of my own being, I release this word to the law of mind, which must fulfill that which towards which it has been sent. And I rejoice and give thanks as together we say, we know that this is so, and so it is. Namaste, my friends. Thank you for entertaining me at the beautiful Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa. Thank you, Dr. Edward, for having me. Thank you, folks, that we are one. And that the path to freedom is that gift of prayer that we share with each other. Namaste.
Thank
Thank you, Reverend John Scott. What a joy to have you with us in our community. And we look forward to the time when we can have you in our community in the flesh to celebrate with us. And now it is time for our offering. Thank you very much to everyone who sends in their contributions weekly like clockwork, either using our online portal on our website where you can make donations in a secure way. And we're so grateful that many of you have converted your giving to online since we can't be together. That is the primary way that we are receiving contributions to keep our work alive. And also thank you to those people who enjoy writing checks. I know I love writing checks, and as I say every week, thank you for the messages of encouragement that are included in those check envelopes. It means the world to me, and I know that the staff and the leadership of the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa deeply appreciate hearing from you and knowing that on the other side of this screen, there are human hearts, warmth, love, connection still there among us. While you're considering what the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa means to you and perhaps planning your contribution, I invite you to enjoy this music.
Lips. them high. It heals them, sustains them, and sets them free.
And now it is time for our community announcements. If you want more details on any of the activities that I mentioned, please go to our website, www.cslsr.org. Under services, you'll find the service bulletin, Sunday bulletin, I mean, and it's filled with details and links. Our youth and family program continues. They're using Zoom, and if you want more information about that and the resources we offer to families while sheltering in place, you can contact Susan Robinson, our youth and family ministry director, and her information and contact details are on our website under youth. Weekly small groups continue to meet online. You'll find details, guess where, in the bulletin available on our website. I'd like to highlight two of them. Tonight, Sunday evening conversation, it's a special event celebrating a significant birthday for practitioner Maggie Cole, and her topic is Celebrating Your Freedom. She will be welcoming New Thought recording artist Michael Gott, who is also the senior minister at Unity of Houston. We know Michael Gott, and it's going to be wonderful to have him in our Sunday evening conversation tonight. Everyone is welcome. Then there's Wednesday lunchtime learning, and this month it's focusing on living our American spiritual values. Reverend Joyce DeFalla is going to be leading the discussion. This is free, open to everyone, noon to 1 p.m. and on Wednesdays. And this week's topic is growth. There is a special program coming soon, noon to 1 p.m. on Wednesdays in August. So you have some time to think about that. August through early September, we're going to be working with Layla Side's book, Me and White Supremacy. So if you'd like to be part of that book study, our website has more details about it. This afternoon is our virtual social hall. Once a month, we gather from it's about 45 minutes, and I'll welcome you. I'll be there. We'll be able to see each other and talk to each other. It's a time of sharing and connection. And this time, we'll have some brief updates from some of our teams. For example, the behind-the-scenes virtual Sunday team. So you can hear a little bit about what it takes to bring Sunday services to you virtually. And also, we'll hear from our re-entry team. And then we'll also have time to break into small groups of three to chat and check in a bit. Now, if you've received free confidential prayer right after our service, you know how wonderful it is. And if you haven't yet, all you need to do at the end of the service is leave this broadcast and go to the special link for after service prayer, and that will be on our website too. And you'll be put in a room. You might have to wait a moment until you're assigned to a prayer practitioner. Then you'll go into a private room where you'll be able to make your prayer request and receive a spiritual mind treatment, which is an affirmative prayer made specially for you. Thank you very much for being part of our spiritual community.
Hi, I'm Julie Burns, one of your practitioners and a board member. Today I'd like to speak to you about a team that's been working behind the scenes since the COVID-19 pandemic arrived in Sonoma County and the shelter-in-place order necessitated vacating our center on Occidental Road and moving our community to this amazing virtual platform where we share and come together. I know it's not the same as being together in the social hall and being able to see each other and hug each other, but it is pretty amazing, isn't it? Huge kudos to the team who puts our weekly service together so beautifully each and every week. So the center's reopening team, which was formed at the direction of our board of trustees, is charged to research and prepare the way for the eventual return of our staff, board members, volunteers, and you, our beloved congregants, to the physical building on Occidental Road when it is deemed safe to do so, in compliance with state and local regulations. So as you can imagine, there are many details and factors to consider, and this five-person team has divided the responsibilities among us to address all these multiple facets. Our COO, Linda Hahn, is overseeing our communications with Edward, our board, staff, and the congregation at large, with the assistance of our communications officer, Mr. Alan Yeager. Evanda Williamson, our facilities manager, is overseeing the enormous task of preparing our facilities, training our staff, and providing security, supported by Dave Powers, our board president. And Bob Hart, our treasurer, is coordinating our efforts and keeping us on track. My job is to monitor and keep us updated on the health orders from the county and the state. We meet weekly, over Zoom, of course, and are putting in place protocols and trainings for the safe entry of essential staff at the center, again, in compliance with all state and local regulations. Of course, we are looking ahead to the day we will be able to welcome our members and congregants for classes, services, and all the activities that we love so much. There will be so many things to put in place when that day comes, and so we're researching things like touchless toilets and soap dispensers, air purifiers, and so many other things that will enable us to come together safely. Now, we don't anticipate this will be happening anytime soon, judging by Sonoma County's current metrics regarding COVID-19, but we are nevertheless working diligently to be prepared when we do get the green light. We will be posting regular updates and links to state and local health orders and information on our website and Sunday bulletin, as well as keeping you posted on what we're doing. You can find this information on the COVID-19 update section of our website. Until then, as our minister Edward has reminded us, the Center for Spiritual Living will continue to live in our hearts as we come together virtually and in spirit to honor and celebrate the one presence within us all.
Hi, I'm Peggy Shin. I'm the team leader of an international team of organizers that each year since 2014 has brought you the annual event of Convention of the Americas in Chapala, Jalisco, Mexico. If you've been thinking about whether you're going to go to Chapala this year, maybe you've been before and you're coming back, or if you were coming for the very first time to participate in our event, sort of Science of Mind with a Latin twist, I'm sad to report you won't be able to come to Chapala this year, and I'm glad to report that we'll be bringing Chapala to you. Convention of the Americas 2020 is going virtual from our Zoom room to your living room with the theme of expanding the light. So please mark your calendar and save these dates, August 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for the first week in August. And mark July 1, July 1st, down on your calendar. That's when you'll be able to go to our website and register online for the convention. And for a $50 ticket, U.S., we'll be bringing you our bilingual, simultaneously translated event that I'm sure will help to transform your being in the 3 days that you'll participate. We'll have a selection of workshops and talks in both languages. The Ministry of Prayer will be there, where you can make a private session with a practitioner, make a date for a private session with a practitioner. We'll have inspirational music with our music director, Janine, assisted by Jonathan, and supported by our house band. There will be international keynote presenters that include in English Kathy Ann Lewis, Cynthia James, David Bruner, and our new spiritual leader, Edward Filhune. And in Spanish, direct from Spain, we'll have Patricia Martinez, who will talk to us about transpersonal psychology. In addition to all of this, as per usual, if you were in Chapala, we'll still be bringing you from Chapala the daily meditation under the sacred tree and yoga class. So check us out, follow us on Facebook, and watch for the opportunity to sign online to your registration. at our website, conventionoftheamericas.org. That's conventionoftheamericas.org. We'll be seeing you there. Hasta la vista.
And if you know these words, please say them with me. And if you don't yet know them, I'm certain you will after you spend some more time with us. Something wonderful is happening through me right now. It is this thing called life. Life is in my mind, life is in my body, and life is in my affairs. I think it, I feel it, and I accept it. Just the way that it is, and just the way that it is not. Thank you, life. Know with me that you are never alone, that spirit is right where you are, that you have only to look within at any moment to know that you are guided and sustained and preserved by a presence that expresses its love through your love in this world. In deepest gratitude, let us live our lives accordingly so that in everything that we do and say and think, we honor this presence within. And so it is. Keep in mind, there's an opportunity for you after service for prayer, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye. Did you know that the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa can be found on Facebook? All you have to do is click in the search bar and type Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa and press enter, and you will see all of the groups and pages associated with our center. Here is the center's page and here is the center's group. The difference between the group and the page is that you can join the group and you can post your own thoughts, ideas, requests, and inspiration. Of course, all of the posts are moderated, and so it may take a moment for your post to appear on our group. This way we can be sure that all of the content in our group is appropriate to our mission. Let's go and see what's happening at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa Facebook group. Here we can see an announcement about our services, and then Catherine Jurek, one of our community members, shared an album of photos about the people who are preparing food for the unsheltered. So you can see this is the personal, inward-facing group here. Our facility manager posted a picture of the plums that are growing on our property. Let's head on over to the Center for Spiritual Living page to see what that is like. This is the outward-facing page for our organization. So you can't post on this. This is more like an announcement page with important information that visitors might like to know about. And to keep you up to date, there is videos from our previous services, also a list of groups that we are connected to, as well as articles, blog posts, interesting items, like, for example, the update from the public health order regarding licensed premises closures. So that's the difference between the Facebook page and the Facebook group. Did you know that Center for Spiritual Living can be found on Twitter? Yes, our Twitter address is CSL Santa Rosa. So if you're a Twitter user, you can follow us, and then you will receive all kinds of yummy update information about our services and inspiring items too. Did you know that the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa is on Instagram? Yes, our name on Instagram is, again, CSL Santa Rosa. And if you are an Instagram user, then you can follow us and you will receive beautiful memes that are inspiring and also photos, community photos. Here is a picture of our staff doing their weekly meeting. And here are our teens presenting at convention. Here are members who are attending our picnic. These are members traveling around the world. There are little videos and announcements, and it goes on and on and on. It is rather beautiful. And so if you are an Instagram user, you know where to find us now. Did you know
that Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa is on YouTube too. When you search for the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, you can recognize our channel, where you can see I've got my picture over there, and also this beautiful Dahlia picture will identify it for you. And you can see here all of the content from our center is available to you. And did you know that Center for Spiritual Living also hosts a blog? There are a couple of ways you can find it. You can type in Edward, V-I-L-J-O-E-N, that's my name, followed by org, and it will automatically switch you over to the blog address where you can follow us by email. Type in your email address over there, and you will receive updates every time something is posted on our blog. Did you know that the Center for Spiritual Living has an amazing website at www.csslsr.org? When you land on the home page, you see the arrow pointing down. That's inviting you to scroll down. And if you do, you'll see the big yellow bar across the main page. And if you click it, this is your one-stop entry to everything you need to know to enjoy your connection with Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. There's a prayer to be read. There's information about today's virtual social hall meeting at 1. That's actually the link to get you into it. And this one I love, this week's Sunday Bulletin. If you click that and scroll down, you'll see it's very easy to access this Sunday's bulletin. It's beautiful, it's colorful, and it has everything in it you could possibly need to navigate your relationship with Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Of course, you can also learn about our youth, our Board of Trustees, our Spanish language outreach ministry, our membership, our ministers. Did you know that the Center for Spiritual Living has a new life celebrations blog? If you click this, it will take you to, oh, beautiful photos of new life that has been brought into our community. If you have a new life, a birth in your family, and you'd like us to feature that on our Center for Spiritual Living New Life Celebration, we do need a written permission from both parents in order to be able to do that. And we also have a remembrance page that works very similarly to the New Life Celebration, where you can post memorials about members of our community. And you just need to contact me or one of our staff members, and we will take care of that for you. It's a beautiful memorial because people come back and visit that page over and over again. There's information about our staff, our teachers, oh, and our volunteer community, a beautiful blog that highlights people who are serving, or in this case have served at the physical location, so that we can honor them for their contribution to our Center for Spiritual Living. And did you know that our Center for Spiritual Living has a resources blog? I mean a resources menu item, where you can get affirmative prayer, dial a thought. Well, of course, our lending library is closed right now, but you get the idea. There's all sorts of things for you to enjoy here, including an affirmative prayer library that you can visit and search for prayers by topic. For example, let's search for travel. And you will receive affirmative prayers about travel. So I invite you to go to our website and explore it. It's all there for you, and a lot of time and effort has gone into making it comprehensive and easy to use. You'll want to look at the media tab too, because not only is there a library of videos from our past broadcasts, but let's go back to the top and you will see under media is also audio. Information about our radio program and our audio podcasts. If you prefer to use Stitcher, here is the link directly to Stitcher, where you are able to save episodes to play later or play by live streaming or get the Stitcher app or subscribe. That's a lot, isn't it? And it's all here for you and your spiritual journey. Thank you for listening.